This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. All right, Kenya in Atlantic City writes, "My husband is going on a cruise with his siblings to celebrate his retirement. I think his sisters planned this trip because they know I get really bad motion sickness and I won't go. I understand they probably don't care for me, but why wouldn't my husband speak up on my behalf and plan a better vacation?"
Let me say this to you, sister. There is medication that you can get from your doctor. There's prescription meds that you can take 4 days before you go for altitude sickness and 4 days before you can go for motion sickness. And it will solve all your problems. Quit tripping. You make me sick. Always calling in complaining about something. Why you got to exclude me? Just learn how to swim. Hell.
That's your response.
From the person
do you know how to swim?
Like to swim? Right there.
Do you know how to swim? Yes.
So yeah, I know how to swim. Get back. But you know, when you don't want to deal with the letter, I can just tell him anything.
That's not helping.
This ain't a love question. She mad because they done planned the cruise. Everybody want to go on cruise, but you're a little sick. Take the pills, call your doctor, and get on the boat and celebrate your husband's retirement.
She's mad at her husband. That's what it is.
No, but why you mad at him? It's his retirement. They throwing something for him. Now, you want him to go to his sisters and make them replan it because your ass gets seasick. Go to your doctor and get the... Let me find out what the name of this medicine is because I just had a friend of mine.
Dramamine
is over-the-counter medicine. It don't work. You get sleepy. You're going to miss the whole trip sleeping. Take Dramamine, you're going to be sleeping. The name of the medicine is, I can't say it, but it's A-C-E-P-A-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E.
Okay.
So you want her to take some?
Azithromycin.
Okay.
That's a prescription med. Your doctor has to prescribe it to you. Please check into it and go enjoy your trip. Next question, Sherry.
Journey in Tucson says, "I'm in my late 30s and I had a daughter when I was a junior in high school. Now that she's grown, I want to move into a smaller home and travel. My daughter feels like I'm pushing her out of my life, but she doesn't understand how much I gave up by being a young mom. How do I get her to understand?"
That ain't her fault.
No, it's not.
All she got is her mama.
Yeah.
All she knew is her mama. Y'all been more like friends anyway. Y'all was close in age.
Yeah.
Now she gonna lose her mama and her friend. That's what it sound like to her. Now you talking about what you gave up. You made that decision. Mm-hmm. Junior high. What you mad at her for?
No, junior in high school.
11th grade.
Please.
Y'all do the same thing.
No, it's not.
Hey, 2 years off. Hey, junior in high school, 2 years before junior high. No, see, you talking about now.
Back
junior then. High was 7 through 9. High school was 10 through 12.
Now.
Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Well, mine was different than that.
Yeah, me too.
Man. All right. Well, Lauren in DMV area says, I'm a professional woman with a history of emotionally abusing my boyfriend, or at least that's what he told our therapist. He won't stand up to me when we argue, and that bothers me. Why won't he take control of this relationship?
Because you crazy. What the
he
hell?
Won't stand up to me.
Stand up to fight. You.
Yeah.
He's tired of you. All this fighting and stuff. You are emotionally abusive to man, and why won't he stand up to you? Because when he stand up, you stand up more.
Yeah, you're already in therapy. Dang.
What does he want?
Sit up in here. Now you want him
you
to stand up. Why won't he fight me?
Stop arguing.
Why won't he take control of this relationship?
Why don't you quit arguing?
Yeah.
He needs to leave.
He don't want the relationship. This therapy is just so he can say he tried. He,
right, exactly.
He already got somebody else. Now go home and fight about that now. Now. Ain't nobody taking all that nagging off you. Yeah, please. He your boyfriend. Are they married?
Yeah, you should. No. It's
oh,
just
no. He got somebody else. No. He got somebody else.
She emotionally abuses him.
And he done went somewhere where he don't get emotionally abused. What man don't do that?
All right, Lauren. You're about to lose your man.
He gone.
He's your man. You're about to lose your man. You lost your man.
And how old is she?
She didn't say. She's a professional woman with the history of emotionally abusing her boyfriend. And that's what he told his therapist, at least.
That's what he told him. That's why he got somebody else.
Ain't no man sticking around.
Why wouldn't he stand up to me when we argue?
Because you nutty.
Yeah, this is craziness right here.
A mess.
All right, last one.
Now I'm probably nutty and probably got banned off the things you can't say no more. But since I ain't got the list.
You can still say nutty. You can still say nutty.
You ain't going to lose your empire and get canceled.
Yeah, still acceptable.
Yeah, over nutty.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Andrea in Lake Charles. Andrea writes, my 17-year-old son snuck a female in my house and my husband caught them in the act. He came and told me not to go into the game room because he didn't want to embarrass our son. He said he'd handle our son later. A few days passed and he didn't punish our son. Shouldn't he be punished?
He's 17. Let me ask you a question. What is the punishment finna be that's going to make him not do that again?
Well,
because once you
house?
Break the seal on the cookie jar, all you want is cookies. So okay, now what punishment? Well, Shirley, go ahead. I'm listening.
I mean, he snuck a female in the house.
Okay,
I mean,
just tell me what you think the punishment ought to be. Tell me what that ought to be.
No, okay, car, he can't drive a car. All of that. Yeah.
No video games.
Time to focus on one thing.
No.
But can I keep bringing this girl up here, though? Can I keep doing that?
No, he cannot sneak another female.
They got FaceTime. Okay, what else you got?
No, if we take his phone, he don't.
Yeah, take the phone.
You can't take no 17-year-old phone.
What?
17?
Yeah, that's the punishment, though. He's 17. He's not.
You don't think he's gonna go down there and get a track phone?
Well, he's gonna. Does he have a job? He'll have to ask me for the money or his dad for the money.
And you think you're finna close my life? There's way too much technical stuff going on. Punish this boy. I mean, I appreciate y'all wanting to put him on punishment and all this.
Yeah.
Year, the dad was probably going, boy. I turned that
corner. He was
boy, I'll tell you something. Go, come on now.
Thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.